Blog Talk Radio.
Told what to be or what to do, because that statement is idiotic, psychotic, and racist, because I believe that love does not see color. You know, I do appreciate who I am, and just because love does not see color doesn't mean that I hate myself. No way. But because I'm an individual, and I know that pigment of skin does not really matter or shouldn't matter because it's only a shell. Personality of a person, the true essence of a person is on the inside. So that is the truth. It's good and bad in everybody, and there's lots of cultures and lots of people to learn from and to be with and so on. I mean, one of my heroes is Dr. King, and when Dr. King came about in the 60s, he helped me realize that love comes with everybody sharing together and so on, and that dream is still a process that's ongoing. And also, with segregation over with, it helps to see us not just we as color, but as individuals. I mean, interracial marriage is fine. I mean, if you don't like somebody in interracial dating, or you don't like someone hanging around with different race, you're a racist, regardless of where you come from. It doesn't matter. You know, there's racism from all sides, you know. You know, if you really want to speak about racism, then look at the Oscars. Or look at the KKK. Or look at people, individuals in the media who are expressing discrimination. There's all kinds of discrimination. Women, gay people, there's discrimination of all types. But my thing is that you love who you love. I like who I like, period. So the thing is that I hang out who what I hang out. If I choose not to hang out with someone the same color, so be it. It doesn't mean I should be marginalized or harassed. That's racism. The ones that really are into the racist lifestyle, whether they're black, white, or Latino, or Asian, or whatever, usually are criminals, they're negative people, they're up to no good, you can't hang around them anyway, they're narrow-minded, they're lack of education, a bunch of losers, involved in something negative. Positive person will see beyond race. You will find out that those who say, call me Uncle Tom or a sellout, are the ones who commit crimes, sell drugs, go to jail all the time, whether they're black or white. They're a bunch of criminals. They don't have nothing better to do but to hurt people. You will find out that to be the case. And those who don't, there's something wrong with them mentally. Those who tend to be very positive and open-minded of colors, because the truth is we're one color, a human race. If you don't believe it, you better learn sooner or later, because the world's going to pass you by. There's no excuse for racism or reversed racism. Now, I will say that if I was in a position to hire people, I would hire people regardless of race. If there's a good white person who's good qualified, I hire them. A good black person, I hire them. It doesn't matter who they are, as long as they got the abilities to do the job. I'm not in that situation. I do work as a tutor, doing some things. But the point is that as a performer, I try to illustrate myself to go beyond that, that we're all one human race. We're Dr. King, or Albert Einstein, we're Abraham Lincoln, we're Buddha put together. So, the Chinese emperors, the Chinese history of, the descendants of Genghis Khan, and it's historic to the pharaohs of Egypt, to the kings and queens of the past. We're all from that, the human race. So it doesn't matter if Jesus or Moses or Muhammad put together were one human race. Religion is one thing, but love transcends everything. Love transcends boundaries, it transcends religions, it transcends everything. If you don't believe me, you will see it. So please, the hatred has to stop. I'm dealing with a lot of haters, and I'm dealing with a lot of dream killers who are trying to hinder me, but I wanted to illustrate that love does not see color. Love only see light. Love only see spiritual. Love only see healing. And love only see everlasting power to survive, to grow, to conquer, to succeed. And that's all I have to say on this topic. There is no excuse for any type of discrimination, regardless of race, color, creed, religion, gender, sexual orientation, disability, sexual identity, you name it, class, love transcends all that, because that is superficial. Love is real. Love is in everything. Love is eternal. Love do not see color. Love see truth. That's all I have to say. Good night.